Okay. Hello, everybody. How can we help you? That's pretty wild. Pretty wild. Okay. So, hi, my name is Paul Slatkis, and today is Saturday, the 2nd of May, and we are focusing today's show on Woodstock. And a lot of thoughts are in that mindset because we've been involved with Woodstock for 30 plus or more amount of years. And we're very happy to get an opportunity to share some good things happening, still continuing up in Woodstock, plus share our movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope that we did for the 20th anniversary in 1989 with Richie Havens here in Times Square. Actually, we were gonna do it in Central Park in the Great Lawn, way before the Global Citizen kinds of things. And with the same mindset, though, as the Global Citizen. And so that's what's important, that for many years, people continue. And just like Sid Bernstein did one of the original Peace Day events. So there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things and continue to do that. Hi, Nathan, how you doing? Nathan runs actually a museum up in Woodstock, the Woodstock Museum. And we're going to feature a movie that he did as well. We're going to actually stop the recording and then put on his movie. So I'm looking for you for that. Looking forward to that because that's a very cool movie. And so after we spend a little time with our Woodstock Forever, and then we, as I say, we're going to take a moment and going to show the Woodstock movie that the Woodstock Museum created, which is quite cool, I'll say. And so but a little bit of why all this is happening is that we have a good friend, Cindy Marion Angel, who performs a show called Marlena Dietrich, called Dietrich. And I will shortly turn to that. In fact, I won't even shortly turn to that. I'm going to turn to that right now if I can turn this camera around. And sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. And happens to be that this is a good opportunity for me because how can I help you? Well, you can help me by telling other people that we're here. We've only been here for 21 years with good news and focus on, hi Natalia, hi Kimberly, focusing on the good in the world, okay? And as I tell many, I'm stressed to the max about the good news because there is so much good news. There are so many people in the world doing good, kind, loving, caring things and or not bothering anybody, just trying to get a glass of water today. So even though we are in this concerning time in our lives, the place has 2 billion other people that are in a concerning reality of the world and having difficulties living. So I think it's always important to give it the big picture and let's see how, as a world, we can tighten up our act, let's call it, get world supervision, oversight, and make the world a kinder, more loving place, especially for those that are in need of. Okay, so that's the good news, and billions of people do that and are trying. Sometimes, though, the reality is it's quite mismanaged. Mother Earth and the 8 billion people and the environmental issues and so on and so forth. But we're getting better every day. So optimism is a good thing. And let's move on forward. So this actually Cindy Marion Angel. She's a good friend. I was connected to this in some way. I guess I was a producer of their stage show that they did. And Errol Rappaport and Dr. Judy and a bunch of other great, wonderful, loving people. So she's going to do a benefit tomorrow, a fundraising screening for the Woodstock Museum. And actually good news as well, our broadcast, our nonprofit, and some other National Meningitis. Is that who that is? Yeah, hey, we did a lot of them. Operation Warrior, Destiny Rescue. And this one is Lucky Cat Rescue. Okay, that's Cindy. She loves those cats, I'll tell you that. All right, so that's happening tomorrow. And in the honor, this is how we evolved into the Woodstock. This is the Woodstock Museum. And as I say, we're going to show a movie once we stop our regular show today. I'm going to first start off like I do so often with the prayer of St. Francis, especially with the concerns that are around us at this time, around us and around everybody in the world. And I think it's good to take a moment to give some thought to these words, which I believe in all our ways change on a moment by moment, daily by daily basis. We start to learn about our lives in a different way. New things have happened to us, so we think differently sometimes. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. And I like to say our women, because why not? It just, I think, it keeps the mind open that that we're all in this together. Okay, and I am an ordained minister, and I'm here at your service. You want me to do a wedding for you virtually, or a funeral, sadly, but importantly, there I am here for whatever your need is. You want to call me, 212-647-1212. Anytime, 24/7, I'm here to talk to you, help you in whatever way I can. It's would be my honor. All right, so let's see what else we got here. So we did this, we did that. All right, we're moving along here. I think it's, you know, I think this is a fun thing. Giving Tuesday. All right. Good news. Woodstock Museum. Okay. So now we're going to go to the Woodstock movie. I did want to show one thing first. Oh, I know what I want to show. You know, we've really been involved with this Woodstock thing for a long time. And why I say that, because 1989 wasn't yesterday. So we're going to show you a movie that we were very involved with the 20th anniversary of Woodstock. Some Beverly Hill, who actually worked with me, left Channel 13 when I was there, came to me with Richie Havens and said, let's do a commemorate the 20th anniversary of Woodstock. It's a big deal. And I said, oh, that sounds good. You know, actually, I didn't go to Woodstock, but I saw a lot of cars on 684 up there, and we were in Yorktown jumping in a pool. But I wasn't a Woodstock, I guess, type of guy. All right, I was like the president of the class type. And I was wearing a tuxedo jumping in a pool. And I said, where are all these people going? We didn't know there was a concert. All right, but I will say that peace, love, and hope was and still is always in our soul. So I'd like you to see a little bit of our movie. Is actually two-hour-plus documentary. And I've been showing segments of it because we have a lot of wonderful people as a good news broadcaster. It's a nonprofit outreach. And if you're able to, you know, give us a little bit of love and financially, the money just continues to go into keeping our 21-year-old business on good news moving forwards. So let's go to the video. He's like, well, what are that? Let's go to the video. Okay. So after our movie, we're going to show Nathan's.
The summer of 60.
We're not going to show the whole movie. We're going to just show some of it.
Overshadowed the world, as war always does. America was split politically, culturally, and generationally. Amidst the confusion, a few music fans chose a small town in upstate New York for an outdoor summer concert. The word Woodstock became a symbol for an entire generation. The themes of peace, love, and hope reverberated in those fields and around for days and years forward. The legacy of Woodstock and its spirit of human potential lives on. In 1989, we created a Woodstock 20th anniversary celebration in Times Square, a portion of which we share today, along with those who represent peace, love, and hope. Enjoy the experience you are about to have. Woodstock forever. Peace, love, and hope.
So we broke the whole movie down into three parts. Hey, Charles. Jimi Hendrix drum.
Hi, what's your name?
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Yes. And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with the involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people of the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement, in their own lives.
So we have a little Name That Tune concept here for the entire movie. Put some great singers in.
Peace has many possible meanings, and the Messenger of Peace program has been vital to addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time head-on. Poverty, disease, human suffering, issues which defy the very concept of peace.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issue, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for. And it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know it or not, that's who's looking at it. And MTV's been playing it for months.
Hey,
and little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it. Yeah. So yes, we are far, 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 far ahead of our times in terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's going to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's their world as well as ours. So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
There, now we're good.
My dad still wants to get frostbite.
This is one great show, Loud House.
Dear, I've had a lot of practice with this. What if I have to pay?
It's Nickelodeon.
Problem.
So I made the show with my grandkids.
Pilot to co-pilot, we are ready for launch.
Good thing we found that clearance sale on mattresses.
And on bubble wrap. Now we're good.
Okay. Well, this is still going to be fun. Here we go. Why aren't we moving?
Oh, we called ahead and asked the groundskeeper to level the hillside.
My dad still wants to break our necks.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the time I'm slipping and missing my mother. Mother. And she's probably sitting there thinking about the time slipping.
Things. It's the same as having wings. To the stars beyond the blue, there's a Neverland waiting for you. When you leave the world behind, you can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
Tanzarian, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Don't you have any dreams?
My dreams all involve combing my hair.
Oh, gosh, son. Everybody's got dreams. I come from a town called Springfield. My dream is to go back and become principal of the elementary school.
Some people might call that a pretty corny dream, Sergeant.
Well, there's nothing corny about fresh-faced youngsters skipping to school, scraping knees and spelling bees and pies cooling softly on the windowsill. Well, sir, if that's corny, then corn me up.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now.
This is our event, September 21st, Times Square.
Oh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Vincey Snaga. I serve with the United Nations mission in Liberia. I am a peacekeeper.
Joe, what's peace mean to you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me quietude, an attitude of love,
as the record,
harmony of relationships, and above all, togetherness and love and understanding. And a good life.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Discover Barbara Streisand, Billy Crystal.
Supported in the construction of this first floor.
Okay.
The flooring that you see.
So has been done this is more and more time. Good people doing good things. So we have a whole complete movie here. Mira Gandhi, actually, has a whole program. So I'm not going to show the entire movie because I want to get to Nathan's movie and share that with you as well. I think we're going to just take a moment to... take a little bit of a breath here for yoga, because we all need it. We can go to other kinds of things at this time, but this is an interesting way. Claire Diab is a yogi. She's my yoga instructor, and Deepak Chopra's and many others. She's the teacher of teachers. She's in New Jersey, and she shares breathing. Breathing is so important for all of us, so I'd like to share this every day. Because they say the pranayama is what they call it, is the key to longevity of
belly
life.
Breathing, sounding breath, breath of fire, rhythmic breathing, and then alternate nostril breathing. So practice these and then do each one for 1 minute in the morning upon waking. Again, sitting at your table in the kitchen or dining room, sitting at the side of your bed, and enjoy. You'll notice a big difference in the way that you look, and how you feel and how you live your life. Thank you.
Okay, so Claire made this, she made this for the firefighters, actually, public servants. Boy, don't we like those public servants. I'm just going to quickly go through my our website here. So we have the, you can watch the whole movie. You can read my book. Actually, we here, with the movie, we created a game. It's called Hug for Peace, and it's a pretty good game. I think it's okay. We had a NYU intern create that, and that was a nice thing. And we have, if you're not doing anything, we have 5,000 shows and podcasts on here. All right, you know, things like Paul McCartney speaking about things. Oh, yeah, we just showed James Cromwell. He's a great actor talking about actually environmental issues. Let's not forget environmental issues. And then at 7 o'clock every day we do this. I'm thinking of the not doing the 3 o'clock and just doing this Ramadan. Well, we just keep mixing it up. Here's all our shows that we've done. This one's in Italian and English subtitled. This is something for our openings, but we have tons of stories. Dr. Churchill talking about never too old to be young. Here's Claire. This lady's, it's just every week we have great shows. The president of the 4-H Club doing good things with Microsoft. You know, let's do this COVID just one more time. And then we have coronavirus stuff. You know, I think we have some solutions in a way to approach it, or a way people think that you can approach it. Let's take a moment here with this one, because this is a fun one, too. And since we love music, and this guy John Krasinski is doing a good thing with good news, so I congratulate him. But this lady's done pretty well, too. We like her.
Sore throat, a cough in Wuhan, and in no time at all there were
1, 2, 3,
and one went on a plane to get overseas, and that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me, now we've got COVID-19.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to go. Oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to do. Not fear, but just stay here. Time to all self-isolate. Wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gate. Social life must stay online. Keep your meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. That will kill COVID-19.
Cough in
your elbow, wash your hands with soap.
Now, children, stay tuned.
Okay. Well, this goes on, and it's just so good. No doubt about it. And let's get to the movie on Woodstock. This guy, John, is good. I'll give you a couple of minutes with John. He's doing real well. Came right out, and some good news. So let's hear what he has to do. So I'm happy. I think this is his first. No, episode 2. We like to share them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to SGN. Others. I am John Krasinski, and now let's get straight to the notes. That's right, even though the response to the first episode was incredibly positive, and for me, on a personal level, extremely emotionally overwhelming, at the FinMK wanted me to know, it could be better. And I quote, "Hey, John Krasinski, I was watching your news show and couldn't help but think the intro needed more pop. First of all, how dare you? And second of all, you're right. So, let's run this back again, shall we?"
Time for some good news.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
Welcome back.
So, you can find him. He's doing some good stuff. And we're... more good news. Let them all the media focus on the positive and minimize the negative. It's was a movie called Damn Yankees. Accentuate the positive, minimize the negative. Okay, so in summary, well, one more time. Here is our good friend Cindy and her show that will be happening tomorrow in 1, 7, and 10, raising some money for these wonderful organizations, including the museum, of which I have a video somewhere about him as well. Plus, we have stuff on Bethel Woods, and we have we went to the 50th up there. We had a 50th anniversary down in North Carolina. Have lots and lots of interviews about Woodstock. We worked real hard to promote Woodstock. And the good that we believed in that evolved from it. So let's say goodbye. And we're going to go to the Woodstock Museum. All right, so I'm going to stop this, and then we're going to go to the movie. All righty. Thank you, everybody. Well, actually, I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to do what we usually do, which is take a moment to go outside and give a moment of prayer. And or just peacefulness. I invite you all over to my backyard soon. Because we want to cool out. And today's a beautiful day. I showed that COVID-19 Mary Poppins video especially for a day like today. Because it's kind of easy to like just want to hang out. I went to the grocery store today. Actually, there was practically nobody in there. I don't know why that was, but I think they're taking more orders to go. Just did my thing real quickly. But I did go out. Maybe it's second time I had to go to a grocery in all this time. And stocked up the best I can. So at 7 o'clock, we come out here every night, and probably going to start showing our show here at 7 o'clock as well, because so many people are so busy doing so many things, possibly at 3 o'clock, so I might just do the whole show at 7, debating it. We'll let you know any thoughts. It's always been a good time to share good news. Okay, everyone, well, that's good. I usually also go inside and play the piano, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to let some of the greats do something. But I usually also, this was a nice book. Barry Gruber gave me this book. See, the Warriors, they know. They don't want war. No way. That's important to understand. But I do like going to this. And I like going to this. This is our piece d'Arte on September 21st. I like going to this, which you paid for. That's from the Apollo 17. That's the Blue Marble, most famous photo, no borders, no boundaries. I'm particularly a John Lennonist, and I love this thought, and hold on to it. All right, everybody, thank you very much. We're going to go to Nathan's movie momentarily, so stay tuned and stay watching, because it's a great movie, and the museum there has been dedicated to the Woodstock mindset for so many years, and I thank them for that.